Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bieber, I'm PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome to the show, you guys. 76 for the high today. I wanted to bring this up this morning because a tiny, tiny part of me feels guilty, but I can't be alone on this. I wanted to ask if anyone listening has been working with an individual for a long time within your company, office space, and you still have no idea what their name is or what is it that they do. I have no idea who this person is upstairs. And we have a girl who started here, what, 6-7 months ago?
Yeah.
It's been half a year.
We did a pizza party for her.
When?
What?
Where was I? Wouldn't that be crazy if I was there?
No, you were there. We actually sat together. So there's that.
I have no idea what this person does. She is always at her desk, and I so badly want to stop and ask her, who are you? Hey, sorry, this is so embarrassing. Who are you, and what exactly happens when you sit here all day? What do you do?
Like, gun to head.
I don't have a clue.
You don't know her name.
I don't have a clue who she is, what she does. She's always just typing. Typing what, though?
Right.
I mean,
typing.
If you guys
also,
can relate.
Also, I haven't seen anyone sitting at a desk like that in a while.
No, it's been a long time. And I have so many questions. And I don't have a clue who this person is. I tried saying hi in passing a couple times, and she just gives me the old head nod. And I hate the head nod when I go out of my way to say hello. It's like, that's the best you can do? It's obvious, too.
Well, you can't say hello. You can't be like, hello,
right.
Allison, or I don't know her name.
No, but you know, like, when you don't know someone's name, it's always like, hey, you.
And there becomes a turning point where you cannot ask their name because, like you said, it's been more than half a year.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Like, it's obvious when you don't know someone's name because it's the constant, hey, bud, or hey, how's it going? In her case, it's the head nod.
Yep.
But for me, I'm like, you know what? I gotta figure this out. Maddie,
so how are we going to go about this? Because we need like a whole plan in place.
We do. Hold on. I want to get to Nancy. Yeah, super relatable. Nancy says, yeah, this is me. I've worked at my job for 4 years. There's a guy who sits two cubicles away. I know his coffee order because I hear him talk about it. I have no idea what his name is.
I think the only way we can really go about this the roundabout way is if we send Maddie up.
Yeah, Maddie, you're going to have to introduce yourself and figure out what her name is. Because you that's a good question, Breezy. How long is too long before you can't ask someone their name anymore? Because there has to be a rule. I can't walk up to this woman.
You surpassed that rule.
Yeah, just 6 or 7 months? Hi, we've been coworkers for half a year. What do people call you?
I genuinely do not know her name or what she does. But I know exactly who you're talking about. Which is horrible.
But unless she doesn't know what my name is, that would definitely piss me off a bit.
Well, it's
kind of rude.
It's plastered all over the studio. So.
Well, kind of rude on her part. You know what I mean?
Unless she thinks I'm doing the show with an actual moose, which is fine too.
You're going to start at a company and not know anyone's name? How about put a little effort in and get to know people? How about that? Yeah, you know what? This is on her, actually.
You victim blaming.
Wait, totally 180 there.
Wow. You know, this is totally on her. Honestly, I'm kind of pissed right now.
Wait.
Maddie, you got to go upstairs and ask her what her name is.
You don't have to. It's okay. At this point, it's too late.
Report back. I'll give you 10 minutes. It's PXY Mornings.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze. Let's love.